Logan, thank you for joining me today. We're here to talk about your upcoming film,
Etamaku Tamaskapi Natusis,
Before the Sun. Logan, can you share with me how this all got started?
It all started out 2021. Had a film crew come out and just kind of follow me for Stampede. This is how I practice at home. And they came to one race in Canada, which was in Enoch, where they did the first women's relay.
You stuck out to me when I first saw you because I'm like, oh, here's this one lady taking on all the guys. I know the film describes a little more, but what got you really going into relay?
Well, my mom got me started relay. She's asked me if I wanted to do a ladies race, and that was like the one lap race, and kind of got hooked on the speed and on how fast the horses go.
Especially with the relay, because it's not an easy sport to do, because you're riding bareback, you're dismounting, and you're trying to remount bareback and flying at incredible speeds. You know, like, what are something you do to stay focused?
I try jog every day. My dad tells me to do chin-ups so I can lift myself up when I get on the horse, so I try to do those as well. But yeah, I mainly run every day.
Well, this film is going to be going to a few different festivals, and like, how do you feel, especially relay racing being put on this kind of stage where it's being shown at different film festivals, and even to the point as well where it's like, hey, you know, this is the sport of Siksika. How does that make you feel?
Just to hear that feels pretty good to hear that. Like you said, sport of Siksika. We have quite a few relay teams here, and yeah, I feel like relay is really putting Siksika on the map. All of our teams are doing really well.
Like, especially like in Siksika, because like you have Big Tobacco, you have S7, you have Old Sun as well. How close are all you and the other jocks?
Oh, we're all really close. Those are all actually my brothers, like the Big Tobaccos. Like I was like pretty much raised with them. They pretty much all like my dad is their dad, so like growing up they're like my brothers, and yeah, it's just fun relaying with them. Always fun to see familiar faces, and the Pretty Young Man team, them too, really close to them. We're all family before the relays, so just to travel together, support one another, it's always good vibes.
I don't know how you stay safe, and if you don't mind just describing it a little bit, because like you're only really wearing like moccasins, some regalia, but then other than that you have no protective gear from what I see. What are some ways that you stay safe?
That's about it. Prayers and just trusting my horse.
So a lot of smudging before a race.
Yeah.
For those that are in Siksika and they are thinking of picking up the sport, what are some ways they can maybe potentially pick up the sport?
I just say like people in Siksika, if they want to pick up relay racing, just come to any of the teams. Like go to the Big Tobaccos, go to Old Sun, go to Pretty Young Men. We all need help. These horses are a lot of help, so. No, nobody will deny your help if you offer your hand. There's a lot of work to be done. So, yeah, we're always looking for help. And any team in Siksika, we just love to have that extra hand.
What are some ways people can stay connected and keep an eye on what you're doing? And even, you know, they want to check out more relay. What's the best way for people to stay connected and know what's going on in the world of relay?
We have an Old Sun Facebook page that gets updated once in a while. But yeah, me and my brother will post on the Old Sun page.
Well, Logan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.